This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. We've been hearing a lot about Al Jazeera these days, and we're likely to hear a lot more. Al Jazeera is an Arabic-language 24-hour news channel that is beamed through the Arab world and based in the tiny oil-rich emirate of Qatar. Al Jazeera has brought freewheeling television news coverage of all sorts to Arab audiences, audiences whose local television stations are often subservient to their governments. Today, Al Jazeera is the only news network with staff inside Taliban-controlled Afghanistan, which is to say, inside most of Afghanistan. Ahmad Sheikh is duty editor at the newsroom in Doha, Qatar, and joins us. Mr. Sheikh, first of all, what do your people in Kabul or Kandahar inside Afghanistan say about the damage inflicted by the airstrikes?
Yeah, the first things that we received from them this morning, they quoted Taliban officials as saying that around 30 to 40 people killed in Kabul, the capital, and in Kandahar, where the head of the Islamic Emirate, Mullah Omar, is based, actually. And there was a lot of damage to some buildings and sites inside Kabul. That's all that we got from them today. And tonight also we get some very dramatic shots of the cruise missile bombardment of the city for the second night.
There are various accounts out of Afghanistan that the Taliban's grip has loosened over the past couple of weeks. What do your people say about those reports?
I actually asked the bureau chief this morning about this, and he said, everything seems under control in Kabul itself, where he is based, because he is not allowed to go outside the city, for example, to the north of the country, where fighting is going on between the Northern Alliance forces and the Taliban forces.
Yesterday, Al Jazeera received the video of Osama bin Laden and his associates and broadcast it. I gather it was yesterday that the video was actually delivered to the bureau there?
Yes.
Your network, though, also broadcasts the briefings from Washington and from London as well?
Yes. We broadcast Tony Blair, President Bush. We broadcast Rumsfeld and his press conference. And today we also broadcast President Bush with his new home security minister. We tried for 3 hours last night to get in touch with the Americans, but they were not talking, neither to us nor to the CNN and the other media. We expect that when they start giving special interviews, we will be able to get an interview from them.
In Arabic, in the broadcast on Al Jazeera, do you refer to these acts as acts of terrorism, that is to say, the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, and the people who've been identified as terrorists?
We always, when it is an American official or someone is saying it, we keep it as terrorism, right? But when we are quoting one of them, we say what he called terrorism. We do not use the word ourselves. Because, you know, this is controversial. What can we agree, first of all, on a definition of what a terrorist act is? Some people may... it's too wide a definition. Freedom fighters can come under the gown of this sort of definition.
And about how many viewers in Arab countries do you figure will be seeing the news of these events on Al Jazeera?
Right now, it's could be in its highest these days. Before the present crisis broke out, I think we had between 20 to 25 million all over the world.
Mr. Sheikh, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Okay.
Ahmad Sheikh is duty editor at the newsroom of the satellite television station Al Jazeera in Doha, Qatar.